We're starting a new perek, Ezra Neshech, fifth perek of Bav Metzi, which discusses the laws of usury. It is also to take ribbis, and it's also also to give ribbis. Both people, the mouth and the life of the oiv of this Issa Daraisa. Now we're going to discuss the two types of ribbis. There's ribbis Daraisa and ribbis Darabona. Ezra Neshech, which the Gemara explains means, literally means biting, which means the loiv is losing out. Ezra Tavus literally means what is the thing which the mouth is gaining. But the Gemara ends up saying that ribbis Daraisa always has both components. The loiv is losing out, the mouth is gaining. And so what does this mission mean to say? When it's saying Neshech, it means ribbis Daraisa. What's ribbis Daraisa? A mouth is sale of a chamisha dinrim. If your mouth a sale, which is a coin which is worth 4 dinrim, and your mouth for 5 dinrim. So same chitin b'sholosh, and your mouth for two sin of chitin in exchange for 3. Bifnei yishehu noishech, you're biting him. You're taking more than you deserve, and this is clear cut extra money because you're taking the same item and asking for more of it. Ezra Tavus, what's the case of a ribbis derabbanan? Amar b'peiris, a person makes a sale which he's going to get more peiris than he would have deserved, and the reason why he's getting more is because he paid in advance. How's that so? Lokach imenu chitam medina zov haku. He gave him money that, let's say, in half a year from now, delivered to me a kur as a certain measure of chitin, and I'm going to pay you 1 dinar. L'chein hashar, l'maisa, the going rate at the time the deal was made was the amount he paid, so he paid the right price. But amdu chitam b'shloishim dinar. Now the price went up to 30. Now we run into a little trouble. Why? Because at the time of delivery, he's getting a cheaper price than he would have gotten if he would have paid then. Because the price went up from 25 dinrim to 30. Dinar zav is 25. So the price was, so now he's getting, the going rate at the time of delivery is 30 and he only paid 25. So, give me my wheat, I want to buy with these wine. Now the halacha is, be'etzem, in this case he can get the wheat, it's not ribbis. Why? Because since it was yotza hashar, since it was already going rate at the time they made the deal, that's close enough to having, it's not a full kinyan, but since it's a mishapara, there's a certain level of a kinyan that took effect originally, we halachically, we look at it as if the sale took effect at the price of 25, and the mele, even though now the price is 30, he's getting what he paid for initially for 25 at the price that he deserves to pay for it. But now, the guy says, I don't want to deliver you the wheat. Instead of the wheat, they make up that he says, I want to buy with this wheat wine. So I owe you 30 dinrim because I should be giving you now 30 dinrim worth of chita because the price went up. And a kur is now worth 30 dinrim. I'm not going to give you that. Instead of that, I'm going to now give you 30 dinrim of wine, but he doesn't have wine now. So here we went into trouble. Why? Because initially gave him money. If I give you money, and we set a certain price, which is the going rate, so that's illegal behavior, even though we wait for a period of time to get delivery. But since at the time we made the original transaction, I gave you money, you could have bought me the wheat then. So since you could have bought it at 25, even though the price went up afterwards, it's not a problem with ribbis. But now we're making the second deal. We're saying, I'm making a deal for 30 dinrim on wine, but he doesn't have wine. So now, nothing. He has no wine to give me now, and he can't buy wine now either, because I didn't give him any new money. The money already spent beforehand. So now I'm making a transaction on a choiv that he owes me, and he doesn't have the ability to buy it now with the money I'm giving him. And by the time he brings me the wine, the price of wine may go up, and now it'll be worth 35 dinrim. So the fact that it went up from 30 to 35 is illegal behavior, because I'm basically giving him 30 now, and I'm going to get back 35 in a period of time later, because we waited a period of time. We should say that he could have got it early, and no, he couldn't have got it early, because he didn't have money at that point of time. At the point of time that we made the second transaction, I didn't give him any new money. He was just using the money which he spent already. He cannot buy anything with spent money.